Hi everyone, welcome back to Mornings with Stephen Johnsey podcast. If you joined us for the last episode, you'll remember we explored Psalm 42, the song of a soul thirsting for God in a dry season. Today we continue that journey with Psalm 43, which many scholars believe is a direct continuation of Psalm 42, two halves of one heartfelt cry. Psalm 42 expresses deep longing and spiritual thirst, while Psalm 43 shifts toward renewed trust and divine hope. It's as if the psalmist moves from weeping to worship, from despair to determination, reminding us that faith often grows strongest when we refuse to let go of hope. Today's devotional is titled, When Hope Returns. Psalm 43 is a short yet powerful continuation of Psalm 42. The two psalms share a refrain. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. Psalm 42:5 and 43:5. Here are the key themes from Psalm 43. 1. Appeal for justice, verse 1. The psalmist cries for vindication against unjust people, acknowledging God as the ultimate judge. 2. Desire for God's presence, verse 3. He asks for God's light and truth to guide him back to the altar, the place of joy and worship. And 3. Shift from despair to confidence, verses 4-5. The psalm ends not in tears, but with hope. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my joy and my delight. Together, Psalms 42 and 43 take us on a spiritual journey from desperation to declaration, from a soul that's thirsting to a heart that's trusting. When hope returns. Psalm 42 begins with longing, while Psalm 43 ends with light. The transition is subtle yet profound. The psalmist hasn't escaped his circumstances, but he's found peace within them. That's the beauty of faith. God may not change the storm immediately, but He can change you in the storm. He prays, "Send me your light and your truth, let them lead me." That's the turning point. When our cry for deliverance becomes a request for God's direction. Sometimes what we need isn't escape, it's illumination. We don't just need a way out, we need God to show us the way forward. If Psalm 42 was the sound of spiritual thirst, Psalm 43 is the sound of faith finding its voice again. It's where you say, "Yes, my soul is tired, but I will still hope in God." Spiritual thirst isn't weakness, it's the soul's way of saying, "I miss you, Lord." Our world is full of constant distractions, and our souls often mirror the psalmist's journey. We thirst for meaning, truth, and peace amid chaos. This psalm reminds us that God's light and truth still guide us today, through His Word, through the Holy Spirit, and through moments of quiet reflection. When you feel dry or lost, remember that God has not abandoned you. He is calling you back to the altar of joy, the place where your soul is restored. So, don't rush out of the dry season. Let it teach you to drink deeply from the living water again. Heavenly Father, thank you for reminding us that you are our light in darkness and our truth in confusion. For the one listening today who feels weary or forgotten, breathe hope again into their spirit, Lord. Send your light and your truth to lead them back to joy. Remind us that our tears don't repel you, they invite you closer. We ask that you let your Holy Spirit teach us to trust when we cannot see and praise while we wait. Thank you, God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. God sees your thirst and your tears. He hasn't forgotten you. If Psalm 42 was your cry, then Psalm 43 is your confirmation. Light is on the way. You may still be in the valley, but hope is rising. The God who once felt distant is drawing near again. Speak to your soul today and say, "Why are you downcast, my soul? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him." If this message resonated with you today, share it with someone who might need a reminder that God still sends light into dark places. Be sure to follow Mornings with Stephen Johnsey podcast on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. Subscribe and leave a review wherever you listen so that you can stay encouraged each week. I'm Stephen Johnsey, and this is the Mornings with Stephen Johnsey podcast. Until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you, and may the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace.